Hello there. It's Moments of Melody time again. Someone as well said, Calvary's cross is the inverted sword, the sharp pointed blade piercing the earth and the handle outlined against the darkened sky, the sword of God's judgment upon the human race, the payment for sin, the defeat of our arch enemy. It was a rude and rugged cross, not a thing of beauty, pleasantness, and honor. For it is written, Cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. The cross of Christ was the crisis of history. Never reduce this sacrifice to the level of human martyrdom. God forbid that it should be labeled as Socrates in his hemlock. The cross is the eternal act of God, mirrored in the waters of time. Hard to accept, difficult to believe, shuddering to contemplate. Nevertheless, it is true that the crucifixion of the Son of the living God has a magnetism. It draws men. When bootstraps break, the cross alone lifts men up. A message or a life apart from Calvary's atonement will never produce true, righteous, and godly charactered people. This cross is the universal attraction of God. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. A small hill, but big enough to cast a shadow over the last 20 centuries. About the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. The sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in the midst. And Jesus said, crying with a loud voice, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit, and yielded up his spirit as he said it. And the centurion, when he saw the issue, gave glory to God. This, he said, was indeed a just man. And the whole multitude of those who stood there watching it, when they saw what befell, went home beating their breasts. Survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride.